Now, my mother had this expression. I wonder, did you ever hear it? A whistling woman and a cackling hen. But I can't remember what the end of it was. But she used to say this when she'd hear my sister whistling. And she'd say, stop that whistling. A whistling woman and a cackling hen. And I can't remember the rest. Maybe somebody will email me and tell me what it is. The reason why I'm on about this is because here's Phil Campbell. And she's singing a song called Whistle, Daughter, Whistle.
Whistle, whistle, daughter, what makes you look so sad? Good news, dear daughter, will make your heart beat glad. Oh, I'm pining, mother dear, this long and weary year. And as well you know the good news, dear mother, that I would like to hear. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get along. Oh, if that's the news, dear mother, I'll stay the way I am. My little sister Meg can take the lamb away. But I'm quite a woman, my dear mother, with toys I cannot play. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get a sheep. Oh, no, 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 dear mother, it would not let me sleep. With lambs or sheep, I ne'er could rid my head of care. To feed and tend them day by day is more than I could bear. Whistle, whistle, daughter, and you will get a kite. Oh, no, 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 dear mother, I cannot whistle now. To the neighbors, 'tis well known, I'm quite a woman grown. And they say it's pity that one so pretty as I should live alone.
I nipped downstairs and made a phone call to a friend of mine, and I asked her what was the rest of the saying, a whistling woman and a cackling hen. And it is, a whistling woman and a cackling hen drives the devil out of his den. And now some mad music from Gaelic Storm. They were enjoying themselves. And why not? That was Gaelic Storm and the Farmer's Frolic. Now, I know this next track I've played quite a few times on Sounds Irish before, but I still love it. It's Francis Black telling us the sad story of After the Ball. But this is not an Irish song, but they don't come much more Irish than Francis Black. Listen to the story. It's a sad one.
Little maiden climbs an old man's knee, begs for a story, do uncle please. Why are you lonely? Why do you roam? Have you no sweetheart? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart long, long ago. Why we were not wed, you soon will know. List to my story, I'll tell it all. I broke her heart, pet, after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn. After the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart. If you could read them all, many's a fond hope that's vanished after the ball. No lights were shining in the big ballroom. Softly the organ was playing a tune. Took my sweetheart, my love, my own. I wished some water leaving the room. When I returned, there stood a man kissing my sweetheart as lovers can. Down went the glass, pet, broke in the fall, just like my heart was after the ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the dance is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's a fond hope that's vanished after the ball. Many years have gone by, I have not wed. True to my first love, though she is dead, she tried to tell me, tried to explain. I would not listen, please. One day a letter came from this man. He was her brother. The letter ran, that's why I'm lonely, no home at all. I ball. After the ball is over, just at the break of dawn, after the band is ended and all the stars are gone, many's the heart that's aching. If you could read them all, many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball. Many's the fond hope that's vanished after the ball.
That's quite a long track. That was After the Ball from Francis Black. And why I say it was quite a long track, it was a musician in me, I think, is coming out here. But I just wonder why they didn't have a change of key in it. I just wondered. But it was lovely, wasn't it? A lovely, sad little story, After the Ball. In the late 50s, early 60s, and even into the 70s, Irish music was changing vastly. Of course, we had the resurgence of the ballad, the start of the ballad groups, the Clancy Brothers and the Dubliners and the like. But we also had changes in Irish traditional music. Ceilidh bands were sort of fading out and more groups were being formed, among them Planxty. Planxty provided a lot of very good material, and wherever they appeared, whatever venue they played in, it was packed. And of course, their records sold like hotcakes. Here's one of their most popular pieces. They're playing Cúnla.
Who was that there? No knock on the window pane. Who was that there? No knock on the window pane. Who was that there? No knock on the window pane. Oh, and he says, Cúnla, Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Members I shouldn't say, Cúnla. Who was that there? No tickin' the toes of me. Who was that there? No tickin' the toes of me. Who was that there? Tickin' the toes of me. Only me says, Cúnla, Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Members they shouldn't says, Cúnla. There, no tickin' the size of me. Who was that there? No tickin' the size of me. Who was that there? Tickin' the size of me. Only me says, Cúnla, Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Cúnla dear, don't come any near to me. Members they shouldn't says, Cúnla. We'll be right back.
A little story for you. I've told you on a number of occasions, I think, that on my very first trip to the United States with the Jack Ruan band from Ballinara, I was doing piano and vocals at the time. And when we were here at home, we would play the normal dance numbers and we'd do the show band stuff. But when we went to America, we had to change our program entirely because we were playing to a lot of the Irish clubs in the various places throughout the United States. We did New York, Chicago, Boston, and the Catskill Mountains, and back to New York again, I think. But all our program consisted of all Irish songs and Irish music because we were playing to that audience. And I think it was the third night we were there. After we'd finished, we were packing the stuff away and getting ready to go back to our hotel. And a man came up to us and he spoke to Jack, the leader, and he said, "Jack, maybe when you come back to the final date in New York, you might be able to sing a song for my mother, who I know will be attending the particular function." And Jack said, "Of course we will. What is it?" And he said, "It's a song called Little Bridget Flynn." And I said, "Oh," because to be honest with you, I'd never heard of the song Little Bridget Flynn. So as we were travelling along in the band wagon, I think it was to Boston the following day, Jack started humming this song for me. And by the time we'd got back a week later or so to New York, I had learnt the song and I'd arranged it for the band and we did it. And his mother came to us afterwards and she was in raptures and floods of excited tears. How delighted she was. And her words were to hear an Irish band playing my favourite Irish song. And I know that meant a lot to that lady. So every time I hear this song, Little Bridget Flynn, I think of that night way back. Now, it was a good way back. It must have been in 1960, 59, 61, around that time. Anyway, enough of my prattle. Here from a newly acquired album of Noel McLaughlin, I'm going to play the track Little Bridget Flynn. It's about the guy and he has everything he's got, but he hasn't got Little Bridget Flynn. Now, there's a girl whose heart I'd like to win, he says. And here's Noel McLaughlin and his interpretation of Little Bridget Flynn.
I have a nice slated house, then a cow or two of grass. I've a plant garden running by the door. I've a shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass. Now what can a man want more? I dunno, maybe so, but a bachelor is easy and he's free. And I've lots to look after and I'm living all alone, but no one's looking after me. Now my father often tells me I should go and have a try to find a girl that owns a bit of land. I can tell the way he says it that there's someone in his eye, and my mother has the whole thing planned. I don't know, maybe so, but 'twould mollify them greatly to agree. Now there's little Bridget Flynn, sure 'tis her I'd love to win, but she never has an eye for me. Now there's a little girl that's worth her weight in gold, and that's a decent dowry, can't you see? And I mean to go and ask her just as soon as I get bold, if she'll come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye for me. I don't know, will she go? But I'd love to have her sitting on me knee. And I'd sing like a thrush in a hawthorn bush, if she'd come and have an eye for me.
Michael, they have taken you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The last star fallen, as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray, for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
There you heard the song that's most sung here in Ireland and around the world over the last 20, 30 years. And it was the original by Paddy Riley, telling us the sad story of the fields of Athenry. And I think I told you before, just in case you forgot, Athenry is a beautiful town in County Galway. This next song is a memory jogger for me. It has happy memories for me. We're moving up from Athenry in County Galway up through right up to the northwest of Ireland to County Donegal. And this is a song here. It's sung for us by Johnny McAvoy. This song I used to sing with the band many years ago, particularly when we went on tours of the US or the UK, when people wanted to hear songs about home, and this is a very descriptive song. I like the words in this. This is Johnny McAvoy's interpretation of The Homes of Donegal.
I've just stepped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to see how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you one and all. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. I long to see your happy faces smiling at the door. The kettle singing on the hob as I step up the floor. And soon the teapot's filling up my cup that's far from small. For your hearts are like your mountains in the homes of Donegal. I long to sit alone with you and while away the nights with tales of yore and fairy lore beside your fireside bright. And then to see prepared for me a bed beside the wall. There's a rest for weary wanderers in the homes of Donegal. Time must come and I must go. I bid you all adieu. The open highway calls me forth to do the things I do. And when I'm wandering far away, I'll hear your voices call. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal.
There's a lovely line in that, and if you understand Donegal, Donegal is a beautiful county with lovely mountains and hills and rivers and streams and forests. Absolutely got everything scenic-wise, that is. And the line that says, your hearts are like your mountains in the homes of Donegal. Johnny McAvoy there, one of my favourite songs. Now, I think most of my favourite songs were played on this week's Sounds Irish. We've had, I think, the most mixed programme we've had for many a week. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. I've enjoyed it immensely. I always enjoy it. It's a pleasure doing it. It's a great thrill and a joy for me to be playing some of the tracks and the music that I love. Friends, don't forget the email address now, everton274@sky.com. I'll spell Everton for you because it's not a word that everybody knows. EVERTON sky274@sky.com and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. I mean, just to make a comment on the programme or a request or a dedication. Friends, I hope and pray that all is well in your world. And until we're together again next week, no matter what part of the world you're in or no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, I hope God will bless you and yours and me and mine. This is Joe Bollett saying, take care, God bless, travel safely, slán, bye